News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, recent research found one in four parents thought it was inappropriate to tell children the story of Cinderella because she was forced to do all the cleaning and household chores by her stepmother. So are the classic fairy tales detrimental to our children's view of the world? Stella O'Malley is a psychotherapist and author and joins us on the line now. Firstly, Stella, do fairy tales serve a purpose other than being a bedtime story?
They do. They serve quite a serious purpose, and they've been around for thousands of years. And parents deciding on a whim when they've thought about it for 20 minutes, it's really fairly superficial of parents to think that they know better. They serve a purpose insofar as there's a moral of the story. There's an exploration in usually quite a metaphorical way of our dark side. And it's really, really appropriate for children very, very young to be kind of contemplating it in a safe environment with mommy or daddy beside you. As you talk about the big bad wolf and things like that, you're introducing them to concepts and ideas that they know are there, but they've never articulated.
Okay, you make a very good case for their importance. Isn't it the case, though, like they were written many centuries ago? It was a different world. Women had a different place, for example, in that world. It was less multicultural, less progressive in lots of ways. Should stories not be adapted to reflect that?
I don't think we should adapt stories. I think you kind of can destroy things that you haven't given enough thought to. I would be very fearful. If you sell them some sort of story that you've made up on a whim because you've decided, quite arbitrarily, without much study or thought, you've decided it's not safe for them, I think you're intruding on the children's development. And I think you're in dangerous territory when you presume to know more. But you are right. There is a point insofar as, let's say, for example, definitely I'd be a feminist and this idea that the women are all pure and beautiful and not up to much. But that's a topic for conversation where you talk about a story. You talk about some stories are from history and you point out, don't sometimes the women seem to be very useless and that's the way it was back then. Because otherwise you're not introducing women or girls and boys to the point that women were oppressed and that Mother Nature has given women a heavy burden and that we're only starting to release ourselves from the stranglehold of that heavy burden. And will we ever?
Okay, are there fairy tales that spring to mind where you do go, yeah, Alexia, I kind of cringe a little bit about that? Are most of them fairly tame and can be, as you say, they can be discussed later on and say, well, actually, it's not like that, obviously, now for women, and nor should it be.
I've no doubt, you know, listeners will say, oh, you know, let's say Cinderella, for example, seems so kind of vain and asinine.
Waiting for her prince to come kind of thing.
Yeah, I can see how people could laugh it off. And yet, I would say, I will go to the ball. That is a very empowering statement. Insofar as I know, I've been intimidated by glittering posh affairs. And then you think, the Cinderella, I'll go to the ball.
This was girl power centuries before...
Spice Girls!
The Spice Girls,
from Cinderella,
yeah.
To Spice Girl, it's a direct line.
Okay. What about, I'm trying to think, I know a friend of mine, when he was reading the Thomas the Tank Engine stories to his son, would leave out, he wouldn't call the fat controller the fat controller because he thought it was, denigrating of obese people. Is that PC gone mad?
No, that is PC gone mad because that is that father misguidedly deciding that the word fat is denigrating when actually it's accurate. So, you know, trying to mess around with words as if I'm going to pretend that that fat person isn't fat, you're going to start going into a new speak where you're going to say that they're challenged in their size, and that will become immediately a new denigrating word. So you've just got to use words for what they describe, so long as they're accurate and they've not got disrespect in the phrase, which the fat controller doesn't have. By the way, Carl Jung, the psychologist, he wrote a lot about fairy tales, and he gave a huge amount of credence to them. He thought, like, for example, I always loved this, that Sleeping Beauty, which I know people will roll their eyes and go, oh, Sleeping Beauty, and the prince kisses them.
Go on.
And suddenly they're awoken. He saw that as representing female sexuality. When the right man kisses you right, your sexuality will open up. I think that's beautiful.
Right. Interesting. Interesting take. I'm not going to comment one way or another on that. But the message to parents is stick to the script. No ad-libbing when it comes to fairy tales.
Well, you're more than entitled to say, I think this is rubbish. However, I don't think you should add or alter something when, you know, it's been handed down for hundreds of years. There's nothing wrong with saying this is what it was from hundreds of years ago and discussing it, as opposed to literally just dismissing it and altering it. And effectively, you're losing morals in the story when you need those morals, because they have to be introduced to the dark side, they have to be introduced to the concept of evil. And this has been, for many years, considered the appropriate way to introduce children to it.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author, thanks indeed for that.